AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. About 2 months after the Capitol riot,
we have enhanced our security posture.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says they have uncovered evidence of a possible plot to breach the Capitol tomorrow. This time, it's a far-right conspiracy theory, mainly promoted by supporters of QAnon, that Donald Trump will rise again to power March 4th, which is tomorrow. In the latest round of finger-pointing over government response to the Capitol riot, the D.C. National Guard commander says the Pentagon delayed sending help to the Capitol for hours. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Major General William Walker says he got a call that afternoon from the Capitol Police Chief.
His voice cracking with emotion.
Begging for the Guard to help his officers fight back rioters. Walker says he immediately asked the Army for approval, which eventually came.
About 3 hours and 19 minutes later.
Walker told a Senate panel that was in sharp contrast to last spring when he received near immediate approval for guard support amid civil unrest. But that response was criticized for being heavy-handed. This time, Walker says the Pentagon was worried about the optics of having uniformed troops at the Capitol.
The Army senior leaders did not think that it looked good.
He says the delay cost precious time during which the Guard could have helped control the crowd. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is not happy. The governors of Mississippi and Texas are dropping requirements to wear masks.
The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he feels awful. He's accused of sexual harassment.
Frankly, I am embarrassed by it.
Three women made the allegations. Cuomo says he won't resign. He's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. The Dow finished down 142 points. This is AP News. A Chinese government official says a boycott of the Beijing Olympics next year because of human rights would amount to nothing.
Beijing is the only city ever to have been given the right to host both the Summer and Winter Olympics, further burnishing the ruining Communist Party's credentials for driving economic growth and organizational expertise. However, a small but vocal core of international lawyers, politicians and activists have brought pressure on Olympic sponsors, governments and athletes to shun what they're branding as the Genocide Games because of reported human rights abuses in certain Chinese regions. However, the government official says the drive against Beijing 2022 is doomed to failure. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Detectives in California are looking at data from the black box of Tiger Woods' crashed SUV to get a clearer picture of what happened. Woods suffered serious leg injuries in the crash. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.